USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump-era pandemic restrictions on illegal immigrants seeking asylum in the United States will stand for now. That's a ruling from a Louisiana judge hearing the case involving the temporary restraining order against ending Title 42. Since 2020, Title 42 has been used 1.8 million times to deny illegal immigrants a chance to seek asylum in the United States. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says lifting Title 42 will only enhance our crisis at the border.
When we met with Border Patrol agents on the front lines, they said that this crisis will get even worse with the Biden administration's catastrophic plan to lift Title 42.
Expect to pay more for gas this weekend, AAA saying the national average $4.45 a gallon for regular. USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
A streaming provider says changes are coming.
This may put a cramp in your ability to binge watch your favorite shows. Streaming service Netflix told employees the company's new lower priced ad tier may come by the end of the year. The New York Times reports the company is struggling as streaming competition heats up. Shares plunged last month after Netflix reported its first quarterly subscriber loss in more than a decade. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced on Friday that she is extending the policy of allowing absent members to vote by proxy until June 28th. The allowance, which on paper is due to the ongoing public health emergency of COVID-19, was set to expire on Saturday. Since it was introduced in 2020, Republicans have been largely against proxy voting. Democrats mostly favor the policy. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Home prices in 97% of U.S. cities are overvalued. That's according to a new poll put out by Moody's Analytics. Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi saying according to his research, the most overpriced city in the nation is Boise, Idaho, which has become a magnet for technology workers who wanted to relocate from pricey California cities when their offices shut down due to the pandemic. Danielle Hale is a chief economist with Realtor.com, and she tells CNN if you've recently purchased a home, you can expect it to hold its value.
Yeah, it is a really unique time. So there are some long-term trends that are definitely in the favor of home prices staying where they are or even climbing higher. And that is, if you look over the last decade, we've built 5.8 million fewer single-family homes than we've had households formed. So we're in a real long-term shortage situation in the housing market.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the state's legislature to allow families to put education dollars towards schools of their choice, including private schools. Abbott saying empowering parents means giving them the choice to send their children to any public school, charter school, or private school with state funding following the student. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.